Join us today for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with a short but very edifying tone poem composed by Frederick Delius called Summer Evening, played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Sir Thomas Beecham. Gentle way to kick things off in our 1 p.m. hour of classical music on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Glad to be with you, and coming up we've got the Swedish Chamber Orchestra with a Haydn Symphony, Symphony No. 52, coming up in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. We have some of Beethoven's chamber music to continue with. Next on KPR, we're going to listen to the Gassenhauer. Gassenhauer is a word that they used to have around Vienna in the 18th century, and it essentially described a pop song or a chart topper. Around the year of 1797, there was one such Gassenhauer called, its title translated to, I Need a Snack. It was from a comic opera called The Corsair by one Josef Weigel. Beethoven, around 26 years old in Vienna at that time, came along and took that little tune and expanded it with a few variations into a full piano trio that's known today as the Gassenhauer, Piano Trio No. 4, with the Nash Ensemble, next on KPR. From Beethoven, Piano Trio No. 4 in B-flat major, the Gassenhauer Trio, and music by the Nash Ensemble. They had the performance today on Kansas Public Radio. 1:34 is the time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Working with Dreams. Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com. KPR continues to expand its news coverage because of support from more than 6,000 listeners just like you. In-depth reporting matters so much to our members that they're willing to spend 10 or 20 or even more every month to ensure the service continues to grow. Their support matters, and so does yours. Take a minute and go to kansaspublicradio.org to donate today. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. Next on KPR, we're with conductor Bela Drahosh leading the Swedish Chamber Orchestra for a Haydn Symphony, a middle symphony from Haydn's Ovor. We've got Symphony No. 52 in C for you next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the 52nd Symphony written by Franz Josef Haydn, performed there by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Bela Drahosh, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're coming up on 2 p.m. We're just about ready for our next NPR News update. That's going to be followed by the next and final hour of classical music for this afternoon, an hour that'll bring us Elgar's Bavarian Dances, Robert Schumann's music for clarinet and piano, and something quite special for you called the Caribbean Concerto, a piece for guitar and orchestra. That and more still to come on KPR.
This is the story of an expensive...
Get them at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Shellon David, Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Claudio Abbado and music by composer Giuseppe Verdi. A prelude from Don Carlo here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. A bit more classical music for your Thursday afternoon is on the way, and I'm Jeff Watson. Always glad to be with you. And coming up, we've got music by Schumann, his fantasy pieces for clarinet and piano. We'll also be joined by the English Chamber Orchestra for quite a treat, a concerto of great explosive energy called The Caribbean Concerto for guitar and orchestra by one Herbert Chappelle. All just ahead, here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, commemorating 80 years as a nonprofit, scholarly, and regional publisher, serving Kansas and the nation since 1946. Information at kansaspress.ku.edu. We're joined now by the Bournemouth Sinfonietta for music written by Sir Edward Elgar in 1897. A few years previous to that, he and his wife Alice had spent a lovely holiday in Garmisch in the south of Germany, in Upper Bavaria. It inspired Elgar to write a collection of songs with lyrics by Alice that he titled From the Bavarian Highlands. He took three of those six songs and created a little orchestral arrangement of them later that became his Three Bavarian Dances. We'll enjoy them next with conductor Norman Del Mar and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta on Kansas Public Radio. The Bournemouth Sinfonietta and conductor Norman Del Mar there with Bavarian Dances. Three Bavarian Dances by Sir Edward Elgar from a collection of six dances that he collected while on vacation with his wife through Upper Bavaria here on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come in this 2 p.m. hour is the English Chamber Orchestra and guitarist Eduardo Fernandez with the Caribbean Concerto from composer Herbert Chappelle. Quite a lovely piece with us in about a little over 10 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, where former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host Liberty in a Pluralistic Society, March 25th at 4 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. Coming up on 80 degrees now here on the KU campus. Tonight we should have partly cloudy skies, a low of about 48, and another nice day tomorrow with sunny skies and temperatures in the mid-80s. Next on KPR, we listen to clarinetist Eduard Brunner and Robert Levin at the keyboard for music written by Robert Schumann in 1849, a series of pieces that he first called soiree or party pieces before eventually settling on the title fantasy pieces or fantasy shtuck, a title that Schumann had used in more than one work. Robert Schumann's fantasy pieces for clarinet and piano next on Kansas Public Radio. Robert Schumann's fantasy pieces for clarinet and piano, played by clarinetist Eduard Brunner and Robert Levin at the piano on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:36 here at KU and at 3 p.m. time for All Things Considered from NPR News. For tonight, remember that we've got for you Classics Live from 7 to 8 p.m. and classical music with Kay McIntyre from 8 to 9. Tomorrow evening, KPR's Virtual Cinema Go-Go is going to be coming back with a gruesome double feature. Among the films this time is The Hand of Death, as well as The Mummy's Hand. The production's free, but you'll need access credentials. You can get those now over at KansasPublicRadio.org. We have next music from a composer by the name of Herbert Chappell, a British composer as well as conductor and filmmaker who's done a lot of work in British television. What we're going to listen to, though, is for guitar and orchestra, a concerto composed back in 1991, and apparently this is the first recording of it with the English Chamber Orchestra. It's known as the Caribbean Concerto, Chappell's first guitar concerto, a piece noted for its explosive energy and its intriguing, irresistible rumba themes. Guitarist Eduardo Fernandez, the English Chamber Orchestra, and conductor Barry Wordsworth next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Caribbean Concerto, Guitar Concerto No. 1 by British composer Herbert Chappell from back in 1991, played today by guitarist Eduardo Fernandez with the English Chamber Orchestra under conductor Barry Wordsworth in the world premiere of that concerto here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered next. I'm Jeff Watson, and as always, thanks for joining me for an afternoon of classical music. There's more music getting underway this evening at 7. You're listening to KPR.
A recent strike by a healthcare concern. Will AI eventually replace human providers?
There are no AI digital solutions that can replace human-driven psychotherapy or care.
I'm Elsa Chang. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered gets underway next here at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More information at k-state.edu.
Be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence. It is 80 in Atchison. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an annual report that measures democracy worldwide found that the United States is sliding quickly toward dictatorship.
It's a very rapid and aggressive concentration of power in the presidency, encroaching and taking powers from the legislature.
Well, that seems alarming. The report also cites attacks on the media and freedom of speech. We will get the details on this survey. Who carries it out? Who's the final arbiter on this? It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Join us tomorrow night online for KPR's next virtual cinema, A Go-Go, this time around pair of awesome monster movies. It is a free online screening of the classic The Mummy's Hand and, from 1962, Hand of Death. Hands down, one of our best double features since the last one. Admission is free, but you need to register to get the access codes and the ticket. It is all available at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. 83 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. The time is 3:20.
This is NPR News.
Kharg Island is Iran's Persian Gulf oil export hub. The U.S. has already attacked the island, and now President Trump has suggested future strikes could hit the oil infrastructure.
We can do that on 5 minutes' notice. It'll be over.
We consider the implications for the oil market and the U.S. military on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts for Morning Edition tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Playing March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theodorelawrence.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 83 here in Lawrence, and the time is 3:30.
All the noise from the outside. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas abortion providers could face more restrictions under two bills now approved by the state legislature. One bill would make it easier for patients to sue abortion clinics for allegedly violating an informed consent law. Another bill would require clinics to post information about medication abortions that critics say is scientifically unsound. Democratic State Senator Cindy Holscher says the bills contradict Kansas voters who opted to preserve the constitutional right to an abortion in a 2022 referendum.
Kansans overwhelmingly said that access to reproductive health care was a right that should be allowed. And yet this body keeps bringing forward bills to chip away at that access.
The bills add to a 1997 informed consent law that is being challenged in state court. Kansas lawmakers have passed a proposed constitutional amendment to limit increases in property tax valuations. As State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, voters will make the final decision on a possible change.
The proposal would amend the Kansas Constitution to limit how fast property tax values can rise, generally capping increases at 3% per year and allowing values to be based on either current market value or a multi-year average to reduce spikes. It was uncertain whether the measure would pass with the required two-thirds majority needed. Multiple representatives changed their votes before it finally crossed the finish line. One of the lawmakers who changed his vote was Republican Representative Will Carpenter, who noted the gravity of the potential constitutional change.
It better be right, because whatever these changes are, you're never going to get them off this thing again.
If Kansans vote to pass the constitutional change this year, it would be implemented in 2028. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Some plants are leafing out earlier than usual across the Great Plains and Midwest this spring. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
The USA National Phenology Network tracks spring each year by looking at weather that prompts the earliest leaves to appear on bushes. It focuses on lilacs and honeysuckles, which are among the first each year to leaf out. Leaves unfurled more than a week ahead of normal in January in southern Texas. After some cold snaps, the early leaf out continued into Oklahoma. Now it's happening in parts of Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota 2 weeks early, in some places more than 3 weeks early. Climate Central, a nonprofit focused on climate change, says leaf out has gotten earlier in recent decades in much of the country, which could make allergies worse. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
There's a fire weather watch kicking off on Saturday afternoon for the westernmost parts of the KPR listening area. It is 83 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. We're headed for a low in the upper 40s tonight. It's 3:35.
From a scientist accidentally turns himself into a death-dealing monster.
It's mighty scary.
Admission's free, but you'll need access credentials. Get them at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies all around the state as well, and always streaming on the World Wide Web at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, Miles Davis at 100 on March 29th, commemorating the jazz musician's lasting legacy. Tickets at FollyTheater.org.
Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We'll have an update of news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth maintains that the president will decide when the war with Iran is over.
It will be at the president's choosing, where we say, hey, we've achieved what we need to on behalf of the American people to ensure our security.
But not everyone thinks getting out of this conflict will be so easy, and there are concerns that the number of off-ramps that the U.S. has with this conflict are rapidly diminishing. We'll find out more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
Upward mobility and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. This is NPR.
President Trump is considering additional strikes on Kharg Island, Iran's Persian Gulf oil export hub. What to know on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. You'll get caught up on all the latest news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.